This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Galveston County Medical Examiner's Office is requesting refrigerated trucks in anticipation of more fatalities from a brutal cold winter storm in Texas this week that has already claimed many lives and left millions without power. Galveston County Judge Mark Henry said fatalities will climb as officials conduct more welfare checks. Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kentucky are being affected by these storms. Temperatures will stay 20 to 40 degrees below normal through the weekend when a storm developing over Texas will bring the next round of winter weather. U.S. farmers won't see another year as profitable as 2020 for at least a decade, the U.S. Department of Agriculture projected Tuesday. Farm profits soared to their highest level in 7 years amid a flood of government aid related to the pandemic and the trade war, with federal deficit assistance payments accounting for more than a third of U.S. farmers' $121.1 billion in net income last year. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The National Guard continues to dominate the capital of the free world. Why is still not being talked about in D.C.? USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
The National Guard could be deployed in Washington, D.C. until the fall. The National Security Council is asking the Defense Department to plan for support after the current deadline of March 12th. Additionally, there is no timeline when the U.S. Capitol fence will come down. Lisa McClain is a Republican from Michigan. She sits on the House Armed Services Committee.
Myself and several of my colleagues have asked Nancy Pelosi for a briefing as to why do we need these troops here. And we have received zero information. Zero. It's amazing to me that she can do this without any disclosure, without any information, and just continue to spend money with no briefing.
The representative speaking there on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The writing is on the wall. Gas prices are gearing up to cost Americans more and more. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
That warning of a spike in the price of the pump comes from Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. DeHaan tells us an estimated 20% reduction in production due to the weather is partially to blame.
20% is certainly not a drop in the bucket. This is millions of barrels of day in production capacity. So we likely will see the national average go up by anywhere from 5 to 15, maybe even 20 cents a gallon. As well.
Another concern is making tanker deliveries to gas stations.
Gas stations are having to wait longer times for deliveries, but the good news is that as the weather does warm back up, those deliveries should increase in pace, and we should not see a widespread period of outages.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Social media service Parler is back.
The company that helped get Parler back up and running says it may not agree with all the posts on the platform, but it supports free speech. Parler is a social media website that saw an explosion in growth last month when Twitter banned then-President Donald Trump and other conservatives. Shortly thereafter, Amazon Web Services booted Parler off its server, alleging it was used to plan the January 6th storming of the Capitol. Parler is now being hosted by SkySilk Cloud Services, which has data centers in New York and Los Angeles. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do. It's in our DNA, be a part of the solution, not add to the problem. And that's our prayer for you, that we all be of one mind to this end, as, by the grace of God, we might be able to continue this great American experiment. If not, we know where all roads end up, right? And so, regardless, we look to God for the answer. We look to God for the whole truth and nothing but. And meanwhile, we expectantly anticipate his return, especially as we move into the Lenten season on today, Ash Wednesday. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes, make it 7 minutes after the top of the hour. Peggy Joyce Ruth is with us. Incredible background. Her and her husband, Jack, are former pastors from Brownwood, Texas, which any part of Texas right now is very cold. Anytime you say Texas, you want to, and just find somebody to hug and stay close to, to try to share some warmth there, because it is so cold there right now. And of course, tragically, we're hearing of the death rates that are occurring outside of COVID that are all related to this freeze that's happening in that state. Peggy herself has taught an adult Bible study each week at her church for the past 40 years. She's a popular conference speaker, and we're going to be talking about Psalm 91. This is a frontliner and first responder edition. God's shield of protection as you protect others. Peggy Joyce, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
I love Psalm 91. I'll tell you.
I don't know what I would do without it.
It's our heart's cry, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And so for you, what motivated you to do Psalm 91? And you say this is the first responder edition. What motivated you? What said, hey, look, I've got to present this as a blessing to first responders?
Well, originally, when I was in my early 20s, I was having so many emotional problems, and I just was not functioning well at all. And I was just crying out to God, and one day God gave me a spiritual dream. I'd never had that happen before. Mm-hmm. And in it, he quoted to me out of Psalm 91. I didn't even know there were 91 Psalms in the Bible. Mm-hmm. I was a new Christian. And he quoted to me, and in the Psalm, as he was speaking, "In your day of trouble, call on me, and I will answer," I looked, and the field started filling up with people, and we were all just clapping and jumping and praising God for his answer. And, when I found out that God had answers for every single fear that the enemy could throw against us. Oh, my, it changed my life, and all I wanted to do then was just get that word out to other people.
Right. Well, and it's one thing to get revelation from God and come to that matter to say, okay, God, I trust you. I believe that you said it, that you're faithful to your word, but then you go and live it out. I mean, as Jesus would say, you know, here, you've been healed, now go walk in your healing. And so, in a sense, God has healed you, and you walk it out. And each day, as you continue to walk it out, you realize more and more layers and benefit and revelation of God Almighty in this psalm.
Absolutely. You know, what stands out the most is that in this psalm, there's a promise of deliverance from every evil known to man. You know, I mean, that's amazing.
Yes.
There's nothing that can come against us from which God has not already given us a promise of deliverance, a promise of protection. But we have to receive it. You know, he's offered it, but he doesn't force it on us. I mean, it's something that individually we have to take that psalm and say, Lord, this is a covenant you've given to me. Now I've got to walk in this covenant. I've got to believe it. I've got to put it to work. And when we have things coming against us, it's like right now, all of, like you said, all over Texas, it's people are having pipes break and everything's happening, car wrecks. A person has to take that psalm and say, Lord, this is your covenant that you've given to me. You don't force it on me. I have to receive it. And when we say it and receive it in our heart, it is amazing how God can protect us and take care of us. I don't know what I would do without this Psalm 91. It has been my life.
Exactly. And as you state, Ruth, I mean, Peggy, the first two verses establishes our relationship. It confirms our relationship with God, that he is the one to trust. That, you know, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. So all the forces of evil that would come against that, did God really say, did God really, you know, tell you that you could trust him? Did you really think that could happen? Well, what about this? What about that? All the fiery darts that come at you to challenge this. But this is the basis of the covenant promise of God in Psalm 91, is it not?
Absolutely. You know, when you first hear Psalm 91, you get so excited, you know, because everything's going fine and you think, oh, this is a wonderful covenant. But then we have to really get those promises down in our heart, because then when something approaches us, you know, when we're faced with something, we have to make sure we don't run to the world. It's so easy to immediately think, I've got to run to the doctor. I've got to run to the here or there. And God's saying, no, just stop. Mm-hmm. Run to me. Dwell in my shelter. Abide under my shadow. And if we stop and run to the Lord and say, Father, this is my covenant, and I'm not going to turn loose of it. I'm not going to run to the world. I'm running to you. You're my Lord. You're my God. You're my source. And you've made these promises to me. And you're the God of the universe. You're not going to make a promise. And if we receive it, you're not going to fail. And it's something we have to keep dwelling on until that comes alive on the inside of us. And we have to remember that when we get this covenant, Dan, God's given us the covenant, but we're the one that has to choose it and walk in it. And the Lord gave me just a vivid illustration of that. You know, God doesn't run here, there, and yonder making us receive this covenant. He offers it. Then we have to take it, and we have to put it to work. And the Lord showed me that in a very unique way. One day, I was out sitting outside thanking God for my Psalm 91 covenant. And we had an old mama hen that had just had a bunch of baby chickens. They were running all over the yard. And all of a sudden, I saw a hawk fly over. And my heart just sank, because I thought, there's no way that those baby chickens are all going to be saved. That hawk can at least get a few of them. And my heart just kind of went out. And all of a sudden, God showed me something that I've never forgotten. That old mama hen didn't run to those baby chicks and try to cover them. She didn't run here, there, and yonder trying to gather them up. She spread out her wings, and she began to cluck. And those baby chickens ran to her And the last one got under those wings. She pulled those things down tightly. And that old hawk would have had to have gone through the mama to get to those babies. And the Lord gave me an illustration there that I never forgot, because it's not that God runs here, there, and yonder covering us with that covenant. He offers the covenant. But when we have something approach us, we have to run to Him. We have to grab that covenant and run and get under His protective wing.
What a great picture. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Peggy Joyce Ruth. Psalm 91 is the topic.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the hour, and we're visiting with Peggy Joyce Ruth. She has three first names. She says she answers to either one of them. I love that. That's great. Her new book, Psalm 91, dedicated to the frontliners and first responders. You know, you think about first responders. They are the sheepdogs of our community. They're constantly, their heads on a swivel. They're looking at things. They're anticipating the danger in terms of where it is and how it's coming upon their areas of responsibility. And Psalm 91 reminds us, and it is a call for all of us, to be a sheepdog, to be the protectors of our families, to be the protectors of our communities as such. And we're talking about Psalm 91, and it first opens up with God's promise and the assurance that we have that God will do what he says and protect us. But then, you know, as the psalm goes on, it tells us what's going to happen. You know, what are the lurking dangers? Right, Peggy? I mean, he enumerates these dangers that we should be aware of. And there's a reason that God tells us about this so that we would be prepared, right?
Absolutely. You know, what stands out the most is that in Psalm 91, there's a promise of deliverance from every evil known to man. When I first realized that, I just stood there and stared at it. There's any evil that comes against man, God's made a promise. And there's nothing that can come against us from which God has not given us a promise of deliverance and protection. You know, in this one psalm, if we'll just reach out and receive it.
Yes.
And so someone says, you know, that, and I say, well, sickness is not my problem. I've got this problem or another problem. Well, God's got an answer for every single one of them. And it's a protective measure that he's given to his children against every evil known to man. That when I think about that, it just blows me away to think that God, in those 16 short verses, has,
yes,
the enemy can't come against us again about anything that God hasn't said, no, I've already made a promise for you.
Mm-hmm. But it starts with where you dwell. If you dwell with God, then you can count on him keeping his side of the promise. Because look, you dwell with me, got you covered. And this comes from the Most High himself, who becomes our refuge. And to your point, in verse 10, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. And I love this, especially right now. Is this appropriate? No plague will come near your tent.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's very comforting, because if these promises were just for us, just to, the individual alone, that wouldn't help us that much, because we have family, we have friends that we love.
Mm-hmm.
But God has said, not only is this for you, but for you and your entire family. And I love the part about the fact that he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, our part has to come first.
Yes.
We have to learn to dwell in his shelter and abide under his shadow. You know, we don't run to the promises first. We run to him.
Yes.
And then he's the one that covers us.
It's so awesome, right, to know that there's nothing for us to do other than to be obedient, to trust him. And he's laid the plan out there, and as long as we follow the plan, it goes well for us. I often use this conversation, in talking about this, when you go back and you listen to the conversation between God and Cain after Cain's offering was rejected by God. And God summed it up very succinctly in only the way that he can. And I say it echoes through the millennia. He told Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that right is that which is righteous, that which is consistent with God's character. And so if we do right according to God's character and his holiness, we can be assured that it will go well for us.
Absolutely. And something else that I'd like to point out, I've noticed when I go and do a seminar or something, all the people get really excited about Psalm 91.
Mm-hmm.
But too often, this is what I see happening. They're so excited about it when everything's going well. But the moment that a sickness tries to approach them or, some evil starts to come against them, I've noticed that they many times will forget Psalm 91 and they run first to the doctor, or run here, or run there to the banker. And we've got to train ourselves to stop. Now, he may use a doctor, or he may use the banker, but we have to run first to him, get in his presence, and say, Father, you're my Lord, you're my God, you're my source, you're my protector. I have my Psalm 91 covenant, and I'm running to you, and I'm going to listen to you. You tell me what to do, because I know you're the one that's going to protect me. You're going to take care of me. We have to run to him first.
Right. Yeah, you'll get to the right doctor, if that's what God would want for you. You'll get the right prognosis, the treatment, which will all be consistent with the goodness of God and the life of God and life that he promotes. But you're exactly right. Our instinct is we want to take control and scoot to Egypt, right?
Yes, and we've got to change that. We have to we have to practice when everything's going right.
Right.
Practice running to him so that if something does present itself, the first place we run is to God. And he always has an answer.
And we got to help one another to that end. You know, Peggy, this is where accountability comes into play and having counselors that support the cause. And you say, hey, look, you know, I was listening to Bill and Peggy Joyce Ruth, Psalm 91. I want to be accountable to that. If you see me running, you know, pell-mell all over the place with like a chicken with his head cut off, you know, grab me by the shoulders and get me redirected back into the shadow of the Most High and make sure that that's where I'm getting my marching orders in, being confident that it is a holy God who directs our steps, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things that we've tried to do, we've gathered, well, people call us and give us unbelievable testimonies.
I bet.
That's what's so exciting. So we've tried to put as many as we could into our books, because we've done a lot of derivatives of Psalm 91. And we put as many testimonies as we can, because when people realize what God has done for somebody else, it builds faith inside of them. And they think, oh, okay, he did it for them. I'm going to trust him. He can do it for me. And he will. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us.
Well, this is why these testimonies are so important. Could you imagine if the blind man wasn't able to say that he was blind, now he sees, because of the hand of Jesus? You know, if we were missing that from the gospel, I mean, what would that say, you know? Right. So here's the opportunity. Look, we got a couple of minutes left. Share a couple of the sweet stories and testimonies from your book.
Oh, absolutely. We have so many. One that I just love, in World War II, one of the bombers was returning from a real successful mission, but they ran out of gas, and they had a forced landing, and they found out they were on a Japanese-occupied island. Well, the man began to tell the captain, the chaplain, they said, you know, you've been telling us about Psalm 91. Now, what are you going to do? Now we're going to see if it'll work.
Right.
So he began to pray. Well, their first miracle was that the Japanese didn't notice them. This huge bomber landed on the island, and they didn't notice them. And so he kept praying Psalm 91, and about 2 a.m., they heard this new sound, and they discovered a large barge had washed up on the beach, and the deck was covered with oil drums filled with high-octane gasoline. Now, they thought they were dreaming, but they used their in-flight refueling hose, and they were able to take off down the beach runway. Now, a lot of people hear that, and they think, oh, how could that be? So everybody started checking into that story. Well, they found out later that when the skipper of a U.S. tanker had found himself in submarine-infested waters, he had ordered his gasoline cargo to be put on a board to lessen the danger, you know, from the torpedo hit.
Right.
And that was some 600 miles from where the bomber was going to land on that island. But in a few weeks, that barge of oil had drifted the whole 600 miles and had reached just 50 steps from that stranded bomber, and had gotten there within 12 hours of their landing on the island. I tell you what, when you think about what God goes through to give help to us, it's just trusting. And I thought about the fact that that one chaplain believing Psalm 91 literally saved, I believe he was the reason, trusting God was the reason that the entire bomber was saved.
Well, her book will be linked at our website. You can tell you need to get your hands on it and be enlarged in your faith. Psalm 91 from Peggy Joyce Ruth. Thank you, Peggy. Take care.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Galveston County Medical Examiner's Office is requesting refrigerated trucks in anticipation of more fatalities from a brutal cold winter storm in Texas this week that has already claimed many lives and left millions without power. Galveston County Judge Mark Henry said fatalities will climb as officials conduct more welfare checks. Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kentucky are being affected by these storms. Temperatures will stay 20 to 40 degrees below normal through the weekend when a storm developing over Texas will bring the next round of winter weather. U.S. farmers won't see another year as profitable as 2020 for at least a decade, the U.S. Department of Agriculture projected Tuesday. Farm profits soared to their highest level in 7 years amid a flood of government aid related to the pandemic and the trade war, with federal deficit assistance payments accounting for more than a third of U.S. farmers' $121.1 billion in net income last year. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call.
You ready for your comeback, huh? Well, come on, jump in. Let's go. Let's do it together. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Stephen Black is going to be joining us in just a moment. Been looking forward to this interview. He's the executive director of First Stone Ministries. He was ordained with the International Ministerial Fellowship, author, speaker on issues of sexual and relational brokenness. He is one of the founders of the Restored Hope Network, and serves as chairman of the board, which supplies a biblically orthodox network of ministries to the sexually broken. Drawn into homosexuality as a victim of childhood sexual abuse, he lived a gay-identified life for 8 years before Christ set him free in 1983. He and his wife of 31 years live in Oklahoma City, and they live there with their three adult children and three grandchildren. His newly released book, Freedom Realized, Finding Freedom from Homosexuality and Living a Life Free from Labels, is what we will get into in just a moment, as soon as we can connect with him. I think we may be having some issues with our telephone, and so I'm the reason I'm stalling here right now and you hear me haltering is that he did try to connect with me, and I am going to make sure that he's got the right number to connect with the studio, because we're just, you know, that's the way it happens, you know, live radio. And I appreciate your patience in allowing us to get through to this, because this is an important topic, because what Stephen is saying is, you know, he answers that question that many are asking, is freedom from homosexuality truly possible? Well, he's one to tell you. He's been there, done it, bought the T-shirt, and got liberated. And so I know in today's cancel culture and the sensitivity about the LGBTQ community to talk about any type of conversion, boy, they want to do it. It's an absolute anathema. And what they want is they want people to go to jail, you know, for even offering that possibility. But, you know, think about, and of course, Stephen can address this, you know, more factually, anecdotally, and the research that I've done on this particular topic, is it's heartbreaking to think of what happens, you know, when there is, if we can say this with all due respect, if there's conflict within your sexuality, okay, how do you deal with this? In some cases, you know, I mean, gosh, many cases, you know, just like with any kind of sin, you know, we deal with this and it torments us. And sometimes it can be so overwhelming that we think it's beyond redemption, that we really just do not want to believe, you know, like we were talking with Peggy Joyce Ruth just a moment ago, that we still want to believe, you know, we're just unworthy. We're just not, we're not worth it. We're not worth all that God has given us. And I think that is the big issue between us and God. I mean, for him to send his son to go through all that Jesus went through in order for us to be saved and to reject God's gift to us. Well, I'll tell you, you know, if you were the father and it was you, as much as humanly possible, if we could even transcend and put ourselves in that position, how would you feel if you offered up your son and the people just said, you know, who cares? Big whoop. You know, my problem is bigger than, you know, being saved by Jesus Christ. I'm unworthy. There's no way that God is going to deliver me from this. But this is what we all, we're all sinners. And we're all dealing with these issues, and it's getting through. But in some cases, especially when it deals with sex, there's just something so powerful about it that, you know, we've got suicides involved because of the torment that people realize, you know, they come to that point saying, look, I want to be different, and I have this conflict. And God only knows, and your heart breaks for the torment that they must endure. Even maybe our sin maybe is not as severe, maybe it doesn't lead us maybe varying levels of depression, but not to the point of suicide, but something like this. But still, you can only imagine what you know, our fellow humanoids who are on this journey of life together with us, what they must be going through. Stephen Black is now connected with us, and I'm thankful that he's here. He is the executive director, as I mentioned, of First Stone Ministries. Stephen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Well, I was trying to give a little bit of a background here of, and of course, I summarized very briefly your story. So you know firsthand the answer to the question, is freedom from homosexuality truly possible?
That's right. I had an incredible experience, a very life-transforming experience with Jesus Christ. 38 years ago, I just celebrated my 38th spiritual birthday, February 6th of 1983, where I was in a little trailer house in Nakoma Park, Oklahoma, where these people were in love with Jesus, and I was listening to their testimony. They weren't even witnessing to me, and the power of the Holy Spirit came over me. I didn't know that that's what it was at the time, and I heard this voice say, if you do not accept me tonight, you're going to die. And at that time, I had been living gay-identified and living in the gay community in Oklahoma City for 8 years as a result of being molested as a little boy and very confused, raised Catholic, but unfortunately, even the priest of my parents' parish, excuse me, he He tried to seduce me and tell me it was okay to be gay.
Oh, wow.
So I was
mm-hmm.
a very confused individual. Mm-hmm. But that night, when Jesus spoke to me, everything changed as a result of mourning my brother's death. My brother had died on Mother's Day, May 10th, 1981. So for a year and a half, I had been crying out to God to hear me, to give me truth, to give me an understanding of eternity. And so 38 years ago, this month, the Lord answered my prayer, delivered me out of a horrible pit, because in 1983, we heard about a mysterious disease all over the city hospitals here in Oklahoma City, of men going in with something that was incurable. Mm-hmm. And now we know that as GRID. Back then they called it the gay disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he spoke to me that night and said, if you do not accept me tonight, you're going to die. And I surrendered my life to Christ, and I didn't fully even understand what that meant, except mm-hmm. that I saw Jesus on the cross, dying, and all my sin coming out of me and into him. And it was an amazing experience. And so I've been serving the Lord now all this time, been in ministry for 30 years, and loving him and loving his ways, because his word, the word of God, my life verse is Psalms 107, verse 20, his word was sent to me and delivered me from my destruction.
Right.
And I've been in pastoral care now and watching people really experiencing freedom as a result of even his word that night, where he literally miraculously showed me that my life was, I was living in sin, as I went home later that evening and prayed over the Bible and literally flipped open to Leviticus 18, verse 22. And it says, if a man lies with another man, and as he does with a woman, he's committed a detestable act, an abomination. And so I knew the priest had been lying to me.
Yes.
And so, you know, I fell in love with his word, his ways, and I was so grateful to be in a community of discipleship and pastoral care that changed my life. So that's the reason why I do know a little bit about this in the course of 30 years of studying this and 30 years
exactly.
of helping people.
Right. How old was your brother when he passed, Stephen?
Yeah, he was 18. He was in the Army. He had been in the Army. He was almost 19 years old. And so he'd only been in Germany for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
It was tragic. It caused my entire family to be devastated. And I know that pain firsthand. I lost a 21-year-old daughter 7 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And so my family was riveted with pain, and in that pain, it caused everybody to start seeking the Lord more.
Yeah, I bet. We're talking with Stephen Black, his new book, Freedom Realized. We'll get into deeper detail on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Just about 18 before the top of the hour.
We're close. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-3787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Stephen Black about his new book, Freedom Realized, Finding Freedom from Homosexuality and Living Life Free from Labels. This book could be subject to canceling very quickly, especially in light of President Biden's executive order on preventing and combating discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation. Stephen, what did you make of this executive order when you heard that Joe Biden had signed it?
Well, it's not a surprise, actually. He had promised that he would do this in the tradition of Clinton and Obama to actually appease the LGBTQ plus sign community. He communicated he had this as a top priority, which what this does for your listeners is the idea of the Equality Act, or what they're calling preventing and combating discrimination based on gender identity or sexual orientation, makes LGBTQ plus sign, and people really need to pay attention to that plus sign, because that is pedophilia, that is polyamorous and polygamy behavior. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it makes it equal to gender, so someone's sex, male or female, and to race, and that affects all levels of economy, education, insurance, the medical field, all colleges, universities, and how they will do this is they will begin with city and county ordinances. They will force colleges and universities to accept this as the same as race and gender, this behavior, and that forces everyone to have to embrace it, or otherwise you're like a racist or a bigoted hate monger, and it's considered hate speech.
It's not a matter of even just being canceled. I mean, you're going to get fined for this. You could be jailed, right?
That's right. That's exactly. Matter of fact, people like Nancy Pelosi and others have communicated that's exactly what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We're living a new day.
Without a doubt. Well, welcome to postmodernism. And we have been warning about this for a long time as the country has blatantly turned its back on God, God who blessed America, God who whose beneficence is so obvious, and the arrogance of humanity, and particularly the leadership and the elites of our country, for them to turn their back on God and say, okay, we'll take it from here, like as if they're qualified to do so. And you tell me where they're handling something that you'd think, okay, this makes sense, whether it has to do with, you know, COVID, what's happening at the border, human trafficking. I mean, let's just go down the list. Our government is ill-qualified, and they have demonstrated this time and again. Now, we'll say this for as long as we can, but probably even that statement is going to come under scrutiny.
That's right, yeah. And the sad thing is that there really is a normalizing of even the transgender part. You had mentioned earlier, and your listeners may or may not be aware of this, but even in countries like all the Scandinavian countries, right, mm-hmm. they've had gay marriage and gay acceptance and the tolerance of this, you know, 15, 20 years down the road from the United States, and they still have 41% suicide rate, the highest demographic of suicide in any class of people with transgendered people. So if the acceptance was there, why are people still taking their lives? And we know from a biblical worldview the reason is because this is out of God's natural order, and there's a lot of mental illness and a lot of trauma and unresolved conflict inside these people. So, you know, after the honeymoon period, after about 7 to 10 years, they realize there's no way I changed my gender, and they become very depressed, and they kill themselves.
Yeah, especially, as you say, those who decided, you know, to actually have a gender change, and because there's no turning back at that point. And it's tough, and I wanted to get in a little bit more detail in your experience, because you said, you know, for 8 years you were identified, and this was the, you know, the choice that you had made. And in that 8 years, were you just mentioned a little honeymoon period where you're kind of blind to it. And as we know, you know, sin at first can be it can be enjoyable. And we think, OK, hey, this is all cool. You know, we're doing great here until, you know, one day we meet up with the truth and we go, whoa, you know, I got a problem. So in that 8 year period, was it all roses and rainbows, or were you, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning waking up going, you know, I'm having a hard time. I'm a square peg in a round hole here. There's certain things that aren't fitting and they're grinding away at my conscience. Did you go through any of that?
I didn't until the latter couple of years. And the reality is I really was a very dead soul. Even though I had a lot of religion around me, you know, went to parochial school.
Yes.
Even an altar boy in the whole nine yards. But I was really dark in my soul. And unfortunately, you know, I had already entered into the world of sexuality at a very early age. And so I was already, as a teenager, sexually addicted. Mm-hmm. And but in the latter years, after my little brother died, and I started looking at truth and what I was even seeing, in the gay community, I was starkly hit with the reality that I was, you know, on a dead end road. Mm-hmm. And I was one of these people that were involved with very strong and wealthy and powerful men in Oklahoma City. And so I saw a lot of the behind the scenes posturing and posing and lying and the things that I longed for were love. Even
yes.
The lost man. And so it was not. It was really dark in the last year and a half and really seeking out truth. And then I finally experienced Jesus Christ fully, and it changed my life.
Stephen, there's just something so powerful about sex. that, you know, more and more people, you know, we hear about it in conversations, that it can be so sexually addicting. It is a powerful force that we approach so casually, especially, you know, the current generation. I mean, hookups are like going in and having a cup of coffee these days. And, and just like people are speaking out who have experienced abortions and saying, wait a minute, you don't have the whole truth here. This is really, the wages of sin is death. We read that in the Word of God and we go, oh, okay, well, you know, no big whoop, until you have to pay the price. And so for those of us who have experienced and death comes in many forms. I mean, because the big lie in the Garden of Eden with Satan to Adam and Eve is, surely you're not going to die. You know, in other words, God lied to you. You're not going to die. Well, the death that God was talking about was not a physical type of death necessarily. It was a spiritual death. And these things you don't understand until you understand. And when you do, boy, I'll tell you, if that doesn't, you know, like with you, when you were confronted with the truth of Christ, wow, that had to really hallow you. Go ahead.
Brother, I was, the first year after I gave my life to Christ, I was under such brokenness and contrition and the continued revelation of my sin. It really, people, even my family's next door neighbors said, your son needs to be admitted. He's so depressed. And actually, I wasn't depressed. I was full of joy, but I was weeping and broken. I destroyed all of the inroads of sin into my life. So I filled up my parents' garbage cans filled with, LPs back in the day, the big vinyls.
Yes, right.
And they thought I was crazy. And what was happening is I was so convicted by all the inroads of sin in my life. And when there really is true repentance and being born again, there's going to be naturally a contrition and a brokenness over the state of your sin before a holy God. And that's what took place in my life. And then I started realizing the causalities, the places where I had been so bitter at my dad and so hungry for male love that it was perverted, and all of the perceptions I had of myself and identity, and dealing with all of those things in counseling and healing and deliverance ministry and just processing things. So, for the next 3 years before I got married to my wife, God did a deep work of healing in my life and just showing all of the causality and the pain. And some of those times were met with many, many tears. But there was always this solace and peace and great relief in knowing that I was actually experiencing the creator of the universe, that Jesus Christ had come in and changed my life. And that's why I wrote the book Freedom Realized, just because people really can experience lasting and real freedom. Not necessarily freedom meaning no absence of struggle, because actually freedom is a place where you have struggle, but you're able to rise up above it through God's grace.
You're growing in that. You're growing in the struggle. That's why you have hope. I mean, because if you were just being overwhelmed and you didn't realize, the benefits, as the Bible says, in realizing the goodness of God in the land of the living, then why even go through all this, right? He's the executive director of First Stone Ministries. Stephen Black has been our guest. His book, Freedom Realized, Finding Freedom from Homosexuality, Living a Life Free from Labels. It'll be linked on our website at Bill Martinez. show.com. Stephen, Godspeed. Thank you so much for sharing with us. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.